This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force. 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, yeah, it's Monday. But it's a good Monday because clearly it's a new beginning. I'm not one of these Monday haters. I mean, to me, it's like just a chance to start over again. So basically whatever happened last week, good or bad, is last week, and this week is this week, and, you know. Ever the optimist, anyway. So what's going on today? Well, first of all, we could take a look at the markets, and we see that the Dow Jones Industrial up 7.7, the S&P 500 down 2.28 at 1802, and the NASDAQ up 2.92. But once again, those indicators mean nothing to me because they're manipulated. And as I pointed out before, when we start talking about the Dow, you're only talking about 10 companies. And you talk about the S&P, yeah, you're talking about 75% of the capitalization in the markets, but it's all a shell game. You take and you move money out of some companies, you put it into another company. You know, the problem we have is we've got mutual funds and the ability to manipulate. And where there is the ability to manipulate, there's manipulation. It's just that simple, especially when you're dealing with dishonest people on Wall Street, dishonest people in government, and dishonest people running the banks. Then it becomes very, very, very difficult to ascertain the truth. But that's what we do best, as you know. Now, the truth can be found, of course, looking at the 10-year Treasury note, which right now is at 2.73%. So up from 1.65%. And remember, what we pointed out is that for every $100 billion, of treasury sold by a foreign government or even by the Federal Reserve or by some struggling bank, interest rates in this country are going to go up 1.2%. And that's exactly what they've done. Now, when it comes to metals, the manipulation, who knows what they're doing, who cares, because it's going to turn into a supply issue anyway. But in spite of the manipulation, silver, you know, had a pretty good day today. And gold did as well. So silver's on its way up, gold is back on its way up, and the rest of the economy is on its way down. Which reminds me that if you are looking for gold, probably your best bet, as I said before, right now is fractionals, would be the British Sovereign or the French Rooster. They're both about a quarter ounce of gold. You can also go with the Swiss franc. Those are the three coins I recommend, fractional gold. And bottom line is they're just an exceptional value. And we really can offer them to you at the lowest price anywhere. No one can touch our price on fractional gold. And we also have great prices, great pricing on silver. So whether you're looking for silver or gold, make sure you get a hold of me, Paul Drockton. Email me, pdrockton@aol.com. This is Republic Trading Group. Call the 800 number. Call my cell, 330-636-6292, or come visit me, 1266 East Center Street, Spanish Fork, Utah. So what else is going on? Well, big news is that the bail-ins begin. U.S. banks warn Fed interest rate cut could force them to charge depositors. Now, once again, this is all misleading because the Fed, in order to cut interest rates anymore, they would be going into negative territory, which means they would actually be paying banks to take their worthless currency. So them cutting interest rates one more time would actually somehow be beneficial to the banks because it increases the spread when they buy worthless treasuries with the worthless currency that the worthless Fed issues. So, leading U.S. banks have warned that they could start charging companies and consumers for deposits if the U.S. Federal Reserve cuts the interest it pays on bank reserves. Once again, ludicrous, 1,000,000% ludicrous, because, first of all, the Federal Reserve Bank is in the process and in the habit of handing money out like it was ice cream. So, to think that they actually have banks' deposits in reserve, it's ludicrous. It's ridiculous. Because clearly the banks get their money from the Federal Reserve. And then they take that worthless money and they buy worthless treasuries. So if the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates that it charges the banks for using its money, then clearly that would give them a wider spread on these treasuries, making treasuries somewhat palatable, although clearly you're still going to die from them. Depositors already have to cope with near zero interest rates, but paying just to leave money in the bank would be highly unusual and unwelcome for companies and households. My friends, these people couldn't tell the truth to save their life. First of all, let me explain how banking is supposed to work. You go in, you make a deposit. Let's say it's $100, maybe it's $1,000, maybe it's $10,000. That money is then used by the bank when it lends somebody money for a car or for a house. That's how the system's supposed to work. This is how it did work when we had actual local banks and regional banks, is they could not lend more than what they took in. Well, fractional reserve lending's been around forever, but bottom line is that, and so has money creation, so I'll withdraw that statement and say this, that the way it's supposed to work is they're supposed to take the money that you put on deposit and they're supposed to lend out $97 of that $100 that you put on deposit and keep $3 in reserve and thus create the illusion that they can handle whatever comes at them. Now, as we learn from It's a Wonderful Life, when more than 3% of deposits are demanded by those that put the money in the bank, then it literally forces the bank into a very difficult situation of not being able to meet those demands, and they go under. So what we have now is we have a system whereby banks say, we can lend you money on your house, and through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and through the Federal Reserve, we'll get the money from them, we'll borrow it from them at 0% interest, and we'll charge you 3% interest. Or we'll borrow it from them at 1% interest, and we'll charge you 3.5%, whatever. Point is they make their money on the spread. They do the same thing with credit cards. They make their money on the spread. They do the same things with auto loans. They make their money on the spread. Student loans make their money on the spread. So it isn't depositors' money that's being used. It's money that they are borrowing from the Federal Reserve, the central banks. So clearly what this has done is this has put the system in its position right now where that if for any reason that you went in and you asked them for your money back and there was a bunch of you that did that, then what it would do is force them to liquidate their assets. And those assets, by the way, the majority of them are tied up in treasuries. See, the Federal Reserve lets them borrow money. So they borrow money from the Fed and they buy treasuries. That's bank assets right now. So the real problem is this. The assets that these banks rely on when they talk about their assets are treasury notes, and treasury notes are losing value because interest rates are going up. So as interest rates continue to rise, we could find ourselves clearly in a quick situation where banks are insolvent. So what we have going on is a bail-in. The concept of charging you to use your money, that's a bail-in. Yeah, it's not as drastic as Cyprus, but that's what it is. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, taking your phone calls. Feel free to call in the number 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, remember, if you're selling gold, selling silver, sell to me. And we are buying. So we're talking right now about banks, and we're talking about the illusion that they create about actually caring about what they do. And the fact that now they're talking about charging you for the privilege of using your money. Depositors already have to cope with near zero interest rates, but paying just to leave money in the bank would be highly unusual and unwelcome for companies and households. The warning by bank executives highlights the dangers of one strategy the Fed could use to offset an eventual tapering of the $85 billion a month in asset purchases that have fueled global financial markets for the last year. Minutes of the Fed's October meeting, published last week, showed it was heading towards a taper in the coming months, perhaps as soon as December. If you believe that, then I have a bridge for sale. These people can't afford to stop buying treasuries, because the minute they do, rates go up and the house of cards comes down. But wants to find a different way to add stimulus at the same time. See, they call it stimulus. What they're really talking about is taking your money. So why don't they just call it stealing? Instead of stimulus, they should call it stealing. Because whether or not they print more money and steal your money through inflation, steal your wealth through inflation, or whether they don't pay you to use your money, or whether they charge you to use your money, it's stealing. Most officials thought a cut in the interest on bank reserves was an option worth considering. Executives at two of the top five U.S. banks said a cut in the 0.25% rate of interest on the $2.4 trillion in reserves they hold at the Fed would lead them to pass on the cost to depositors. $2.4 trillion in reserves? How about $2.4 trillion in treasuries? That makes more sense. If you think that there's $2.4 trillion sitting there in some container in the Federal Reserve Building, just waiting for the banks to use it, then no, that's not how this works. Basically, what we're talking about is $2.4 trillion invested in treasuries that would have to be liquidated in order for anybody to get anything, and which means you have to actually have a buyer for them. Banks say they may have to charge because taking in deposits is not free. They have to pay premiums of a few basis points to U.S. government insurance program. Aha! So there we get to the crux of the matter. The real issue, my friends, is not so much the fact that the Fed is paying some kind of imaginary interest rate on reserves that don't exist. The reality is that FDIC is in trouble. And why would they be in trouble? Well, if we take a look at Federal Deposit Insurance Corp., which purportedly insures all deposits, and we take a look at their statistics and their numbers, this is what it says. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2010 provides the following. It establishes a minimum designated reserve ratio of 1.35% of estimated insured deposits, or the comparable percentage of the new assessment base average, consolidated total assets minus average tangible equity. What does that mean? That means that the reserve ratio for Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. is $1.35 for every $100 on deposit, which means that they have the ability, in the event of a bank failure, a systemic bank failure, they have the ability to pay off 1.35% of deposits, period. Yeah, they can print more money for the rest, but clearly it's not going to come out of the reserves because the reserve ratio is only 1.35%, $1.35 on every $100. Notwithstanding that eight-year requirement, however, FDIC must take steps as necessary for the reserve ratio to reach 1.35% of estimated insured deposits by September 30th, 2020. So what they're basically saying is right now there's no mandate for them to be at 1.35%. So if you're not feeling better about your money sitting there in the bank right now, well, you're not going to feel any better by the time we're done here. Notwithstanding that eight-year requirement, however, FDIC must take steps as necessary for the reserve ratio to reach 1.35% by September 30th, 2020. Not today, not tomorrow, not next year, but sometime in the distant future. The FDIC must offset the effect on small institutions of the requirement that the reserve ratio reach 1.35% by September 30th, 2020, rather than 1.15% by the end of 2016. If you heard that right, and you did hear that right, they're saying that they have to get to 1.15% coverage by the end of 2016 on small institutions. That means they're not there yet. If the reserve ratio exceeds 1.5%, the FDIC must dividend to deposit insurance fund members the amount above the amount necessary to maintain the DIF at 1.5%. So that's your goal, 1.5%, period, the end. Anything above that, they take a dividend. They get paid. So looks like a rebate. You pay for insurance. They take a dividend. That sounds about right. So what do they have right here? Well, they have a designated reserve ratio. Who knows what that means? No one knows. It's just a nominal, arbitrary, fictional figure they come up with. In 2007, the designated reserve ratio was 1.25%. 2008, the same. 2009, the same. 2010, the same. 2011, it went up to 2%. In 2012, 2%. Anything above that, so if they take in more insurance payments than they need to take it to 2%, then they issue a dividend. They declare it as a profit instead of building up the reserves. So how stupid is this? Well, let's talk about your household. For those of you that have the ability, ask yourself a question. How long could your family survive if all you had was 2% reserves on your income? In other words, how long would your family survive if you make $100,000 a year and you've got $2,000 in reserves? Exactly, a couple weeks. So the FDIC thinks that they can handle systemic failure by maintaining reserves at 2%. Which takes us back to this article. Banks say they may have to charge because taking in deposits is not free. They have to pay premiums of a few basis points to a U.S. government insurance program. Right now, you can at least break even from a revenue perspective, said one executive, adding that a rate cut by the Fed would turn it into a negative revenue. Banks would be disincentivized to take deposits and potentially charge for them. Other bankers said that a move to negative rates would not only trim margins, but could backfire for banks and the system as a whole, as it would incentivize treasury managers to find higher yield, riskier assets. Yeah, like treasuries. So bottom line is that the buy-in looks like it's going to begin here. That's how I see this. It's not as if we're going to start lending to small, medium-sized enterprises, said one. There really isn't the level of demand, so the danger is that banks are pushed into riskier assets to find a higher yield. The danger of negative rates has deterred the Fed from cutting interest on bank reserves in the past. If it were to do so now, it would most probably expand the new facility that lets banks and money market funds deposit cash at a small positive interest rate. That should avoid any need for banks to charge depositors. That makes absolutely zero sense. The Federal Reserve is going to open up another clearinghouse where people can get a higher rate of interest than they're willing to pay. Probably subsidized by the taxpayer, I'm going to guess, but anyway. The danger of negative rates has deterred the Fed from cutting interest on bank reserves in the past. If we were to do so now, we'd most probably expand a new facility. Anyway, we'll be back. We're going to take a quick break. Feel free to call into the program.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. Interestingly enough, we're going to change gears here. At a brand new housing development in Irvine, California, some of America's largest home builders are back at work after a crippling housing crash. It's a rebirth for U.S. construction, but the customers are largely Chinese. They see the market here still has room for appreciation. What's driving them over here is they have cash. They want to park it somewhere and invest somewhere. Actually, this is called colonization, my friends. And it ties in with Obama's amnesty. So anyway, Young's phone has been ringing off the hook with more than 5,000 new homes slated for nearby Great Park neighborhood. Most of the calls are from overseas, but prospective buyers are not looking solely for financial returns on real estate. We are seeing a lot of Asians who are buying as an investment, but their kids are going to school here, so kids live in the home. Okay, so we're talking about Chinese citizens coming here, buying a house, letting their kids live in the house, and their kids get free public education. What's wrong with the communist schools over there in China? Well, obviously, we're going to find out because Common Core is going to be implemented here in the States. And the reality is that we're getting as close as we can to the communist education anyway, where things like sex education will be taught 7 hours a day. They'll spend 10 minutes on math, and they will spend 5 minutes on reading. They no longer teach cursive, I understand. So maybe another 5 minutes teaching people how to Google porn on the internet. So that's, I'm not really sure why the Chinese Chinese are flocking to our education system. I really don't know. But apparently they believe that a free American education paid for by American citizens is better than a free communist China education. So, another term for colonization. While American secondary schools and universities are a big draw for the majority of Chinese buyers in California, Yang and many of his colleagues are also concerned about China's political instability, inflation, and even pollution. Okay, so why again are you colonizing these United States? Is it because you want to get away from political instability, inflation, or even pollution? They're paying all cash for real estate in California, using it as a safe haven for their wealth. Yeah. So point is that this ties in, of course, with Obama's speech today, where he comes out and says, we've got to finish the job. And basically, during a token policy appearance Monday in San Francisco, President Obama railed against Republicans for standing in the way of his comprehensive immigration reform plans that would extend an amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. We've got to finish the job. What is the job? Destroy the United States. That's the job. Okay, so they're determined to finish the job, Obama said, referring to bipartisan legislation that passed the U.S. Senate in June but has long stalled in the House. Thank goodness. It is long past time to reform an immigration system that doesn't serve America as well as it should. Yeah, that's because it doesn't deport anybody. And that's because it does nothing to protect our border. I mean, I can think of a lot of other reasons why it doesn't work. We could be doing so much more to unleash America's potential. Well, if we're talking about jobs working at Walmart where they do food drives for you so you can eat, well, I'm not really sure what he's talking about here. Protesters interrupted him at one point, shouting, stop deportations, and begging him to use an executive order to fix the nation's immigration failings. Well, protesters, just so you know it, you have been heard. And they actually, I'm not really sure what's going on in the deportation department, but clearly, not much. You have the power, one yelled. Some idiot that actually doesn't understand how the Constitution is supposed to work. Apparently neither does anybody in Washington. Actually, I don't, Obama replied. If, in fact, I could solve all these problems without passing laws in Congress, then I would do so, he insisted, but we are a nation of laws. Well, clearly, not necessarily, because you can only be a nation of laws when you have people that can actually read those laws and understand them. And individuals that were not brought up in a system where the Bill of Rights is just as important as anything else in their lives, then you're no longer a nation of laws. You're a nation of idiots. And whether those idiots speak English or Spanish doesn't really matter, because they still are unable to function under the guidelines of a republic. As business leaders, including Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, have begun to issue public demands for looser immigration policies, both parties are feeling the pressure. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg. So, clearly Facebook, I'm not really sure how they benefit from illegals. I couldn't tell you why they want them there, unless it's they want more programmers or they want more computer hacks from out of the country. Maybe they're going to use them for their call center. Anyway, the only thing standing in our way right now, Obama said, is the unwillingness of certain Republicans in Congress to catch up with the rest of the country. If we're referring to the illegals that make up 20% of the population in some states, then that's the rest of the country I think he's referring to, then that makes sense. On Sunday, Zuckerberg said on the ABC program this week that immigration reform is one of the biggest civil rights issues of our time. Once again, another idiot that doesn't take the time to understand what a civil right is. Probably never read the Bill of Rights, doesn't understand the Constitution. Only thing he understands is what he's told. and said it's really heartbreaking to see children of illegal immigrants shut out of employment opportunities through no fault of their own. Again, another moronic statement, because clearly anchor babies enjoy full American citizenship, one of the problems with our country. But skeptics believe big business is engaged in a naked political ploy for a cheaper source of domestic labor. You think? See, one of the big myths of illegal immigration is people think that these are all agricultural jobs. In other words, we're sending all these illegals out into the countryside to harvest our strawberries and potatoes and tomatoes and whatever else grows out there, not realizing that a lot of these individuals coming to this country are coming with skills that can easily replace high-paying American jobs. And a good example of this is in the building trades. You know, basically home construction, where they rely on individuals that come from out of this country because they're a fraction of the cost of the people that were born here. So the mentality is we can create more wealth for the people that don't need it by taking away wealth from the people that do deserve it and earn it. I mean, it isn't fair to you or to me that our kids should have to compete with someone that wasn't born in this country and has never applied for citizenship. And amnesty is just another word for saying we're going to increase unemployment for American citizens, as if we don't have enough unemployment right now. The reality is that for every illegal immigrant we let into this country, there's another job that goes out the window for someone who's American-born. And as I said before, these are not, they are not all low-paying positions. A lot of these are in manufacturing. And manufacturing used to be a good living. You know, until we converted to the sweatshop concept. And people can say what they want about unions, but there was a time when unions worked. It was before they got big enough to compromise. The reality is that it dilutes everything in this country. But more importantly, it dilutes the principles that this country was founded on. Because these individuals have no concept of the value of separation of powers. They have no concept of the value of states' rights. They have no concept of the value of individual liberties, of civil rights. And for Zuckerberg to say that this is a big civil rights issue, he's an idiot. I mean, clearly it's not. Because if you're not a citizen of this country, then you don't have the same rights, the civil rights, of those that are actually born in this country. Now, is anybody going out there and flogging illegals? Is anybody going out there and taking away their right to life or liberty or pursuit of happiness? No. Civil rights. The sad reality is that no one else is calling them on this stuff because the mainstream media, of course, is bought and owned and paid for by these big corporations, these international corporations that want to basically turn all of us into their wage slaves. America is not an oligarchy. Okay, so an oligarchy is ruled by a few over the many, and if we're not an oligarchy, then what are we? Not yet a monarchy. We're heading in that direction. We're not a total dictatorship. But when we talk about the privileged maintaining the control of the system, that's what an oligarchy is. So yeah, we are. I guess we are an oligarchy. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com,
We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And the highlight what these people are really about, Here's an interesting article about some of the labor practices of these multinationals. Sina Magar is a single mother of four who earns whatever she can wring from six goats and the muscle of a rented water buffalo. And basically, she paid $1,000 to a guy for him to get her daughter a position at a factory in Malaysia. After a year, the girl was dismissed, sent home when a company-mandated pregnancy test came back positive, leaving the family impoverished with years of added debt. Migrant workers recruited through such practices make electronic components that are critical to companies building defense and aerospace systems. See, here's your problem right here. You have a very highly lucrative and highly profitable industry. I mean, I know we pay enough money to the aerospace industry and to the defense industry. They could afford to hire people here in this country to make these components. And what are they doing? Well, they're relying on individuals that come from third world countries that are basically recruited into a slave system because it's cheaper and because it increases the amount of wealth that they have while decreasing the amount of wealth that we have. Now, you would think that these public companies, companies receiving money from the taxpayers of this country would feel some obligation to actually hire Americans to work in the factories that produce the products that are consumed by the American taxpayers. But it's clearly not the case. Migrant workers recruited through such practices make electronic components that are critical to companies building defense and aerospace systems, medical devices, industrial technology, and virtually everything else incorporating microchips and circuits. So bottom line is that these people are pretty much producing everything that we use with our technology. An unregulated network of thousands of brokers induces workers into buying their jobs with fees often equal to a year's wages at home. At the factories, employers often take their passports. If they want to leave, workers often have to hand over months of wages to get them back. Now, I want to know why this is going on. This is going on because these jobs are outside of the borders of this country. So what do we come back to? We come back to the need to tax imports, the need for tariffs, protective tariffs to protect industries here in these United States, what's left of them, or to rebuild them, one or the other. The Magyar family is one of tens of thousands from some of Asia's poorest corners who were sold on the idea of going deep into debt to buy jobs on production lines in Malaysia, a manufacturing hub for the global electronics industry. Interviews with 60 Nepalese workers from 22 companies showed that the transnational system for recruiting them is rife with abuses, extends far beyond the making of consumer devices, such as Apple Inc.'s iPhone, and into virtually all of the technology running the modern world. So, once again, we have to ask ourselves the question, why? Why are we permitting this stuff to be produced outside the United States and brought into this country without any taxes at all? It's because we live in a country that's run by an oligarchy, individuals that own these massive businesses in harmony with the banksters, in harmony with the insurance companies, in harmony with the 1%, looking to increase their wealth from 99% to 99.5% at our expense. You know, they're not the ones that built this country. We did. We built this country. And the reality is that they operate with our consent. So it's not so much I feel sorry for the people in Malaysia as much as I feel sorry for the people in Chicago or Cleveland or Dallas or Houston, because these are high-paying jobs. And the only reason why they were shipped overseas is because these people aren't happy with their $1 billion of income. They have to have $10 billion worth of income at your expense. And obviously, the only way that the largest consumer nation in the world, which is the United States, because everything has to come back here if it's going to make money, the only way that the largest consumer nation, which is these United States, can consume these products is if they're brought back into this country. So it's real easy. If you want to end the abuses overseas, you simply place a protective tariff. Now, some would argue, well, that's going to turn these countries on their head and it's going to destabilize them. And I respond and say, no, it won't. They've got their own population. They've got their own consumers. And the reality is that they have their own leaders and political leadership. And it really isn't my job to tell them how to run their country. It's my job to make sure that this country is run right. So the reality is that this whole movement's been hijacked. People have been convinced that free trade is free. And the reality is free trade isn't exactly what it is stacked up to be, because it isn't free at all. It costs you your job. It costs your kids their future. It costs us with increased consumer debt, with increased national debt, because now all of a sudden all these people have been thrown out of work after relying on the government in the form of handouts. They want to work, but clearly the jobs are overseas. And who wants to move to Malaysia where you can work in a factory for pennies an hour or some other country? I mean, these are products consumed by us. We have the right to demand that they're produced by us. Just that simple. It's a very simple solution. The sad reality is that both parties keep on redefining the argument. And they keep on trying to persuade us that The best solution is to give them more. More opportunities to export our wealth. And the sad reality is that by doing so, we create less opportunities for ourselves. I mean, everything we have in this country, all the socials, everything else like that, goes back to one thing. Idleness. People not working. You know, the media is making a big deal now about this knockout game where people will get cold cocked on the streets. Well, you know, when I was a kid, I had jobs. There were plenty of places to work. Now, granted, none of them paid as much as the gangster's lifestyle, but it was honorable. And the sad reality is that the manufacturing has been destroyed in our inner cities. The jobs have been destroyed. The families have been destroyed. And as a result, we have social ills. You know, the reality is that you want to cure those social ills, then the first step is protective tariffs. Give Americans a chance to make an American wage. I don't want to compete against the people overseas. I can't compete with them. I don't want to be making 9 cents an hour working in some slave labor camp so that some individual, some fat cat, can buy his daughter another house, another mansion, or so that he can upgrade his wardrobe, or so that he can buy a nicer car. That's not the American dream. Ron Paul had it right in many, many respects. I mean, bottom line is this country, if we're going to get back to being great, then we got to take care of our own. And when it comes to amnesty for illegals, how about amnesty for Americans? How about giving us back what you took from us, the jobs, the manufacturing jobs, the high-paying manufacturing jobs, the protective tariffs so that not everybody and their brother can go produce things for pennies on the dollar and then dump them on the market and undermine our economy and destroy it. Anyway, my friends, simple solutions, really, to a complex problem. It really isn't rocket science. Anybody can figure it out. And they know that this is a solution. So what's going to happen? Well, they're worried about systemic collapse. I'm not, because I know there's enough people that think like us. Anyway, God bless. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back tomorrow with the Paul Drucken Financial Report.